Blog Talk Radio.
Children, they matter.
Open our eyes. Another apropos bumper tune. Yeah, especially for our program tonight. By the way, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. And yes, you are at the right place at the right time. There are no coincidences in this lifespan. My name is Daryl Clark, and it's my pleasure and honor and thrill to host another edition of Progressive News Weekly, where week in and week out we bring you news and information that's gathered from around the world, typically in the United States, but we do occasionally cross the borders. And it's news that you can truly use. It's news that's intended to inspire you and encourage you and empower you and, of course, enlighten you and surely to instill you to get involved and make a difference. We're not talking heads here. We're here to truly, as our Constitution states, be a source of real information that's for you, by you, and of you. Most of our programming and or guest and or topics come from you, the listener, and I thank you for those of you who do contribute by reaching out to me and letting me know things that are going on that are not hitting the mainstream media, or if they are, it's not given the attention that it deserves. So I thank you for that, and I ask and encourage you to continue reaching out to me so that I can continue bringing that matters. If you'd like to reach out, you'll do so by simply dropping me an email, sending me an email to Daryl, that's D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8, at MSN.com. That's Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8, at MSN.com. Also, if you'll send an email to that address, I'll add you to our mail list, which goes out every week and depicts who our upcoming guest or what our upcoming topic and or will be. And so, for those of you who are on the mail list, you know who our special guest is for tonight and what the topic is for tonight. Let me just jump topic, speaking of topic, for a hot minute. Welcome to spring. Well, I should say summer, because it seems like it's finally arrived. Yeah, we've been going through a true global experience. For anyone that would dare say, oh, there's no such thing as global warming. Duh, what? Say what? Reminds me of a song. Say what? Remember when we had songs that, you know, had little sayings like that? That's a whole other program that we will be getting back to. And I speak of songs that, you know, used to just have little anecdotes in them. And so that will be part of our music series that we'll be picking back up within the weeks ahead. Then for those of you who aren't aware, we have started a music series where we're having real discussion, uncommon discourse, about what's happening to our music and the influence on society of the music today, and how it's especially affecting our youth, and how certain genres of music just happen to be isolated or even cut out. And so we've had numerous artists, musicians, songwriters, historians of the art of music on in the past months, and we're going to continue that dialogue, as you've told me that was important and informative. And so look for that within the next month, that we'll continue that. We're also going to continue the discussion of making a difference, a real difference in our society, with the degradation that we're facing. You know, these are truly interesting times in that we're at the most technologically advanced point of the history of this world that we're in, this planet we call Earth. And yet we have relatively speaking, more strife, poverty, perversion, and overall social degradation than ever before. We have more millionaires and billionaires than ever before in the history of mankind as Earth knows it. And yet we have more health issues in many respects than ever before. You'll hear the talking heads speaking of how we've made a turn on such disorders as cancer and diabetes. But if you really get the facts, relatively speaking, we are worse off than ever before. And so when you think about the medical advancements that we're making, where it's not uncommon, in fact, it is actually more common to see someone who has had an amputation walking almost normally because of the prosthetics that are now available, and how limbs are being reattached, hearts being artificially implanted, and organs being shared. And in that same era that we're living in, we're having more youth than ever before in history dying in the streets, especially in our Black and Latino neighborhoods, especially in our Black neighborhoods. And so we're going to be addressing those issues. And what is it that we're not doing or that we are doing and shouldn't be doing? In a nutshell, at a high, high level, let's just call it 200,000 feet, those of us that know have to do. Those of us that know better have to do better. And that includes yours truly. And so with that, we're going to be having a special series coming on. It's going to be headed up by one of our frequent guests, Dr. Eddie Taylor. He's an African-American psychologist, and he's written numerous books. Near recent book, The Day the Crabs Got Out, subtitle, The Revival of Black America, discusses how many of our so-called agencies and organizations that historically were created to make a difference have failed us, such as the NAACP, the Urban League. There was something called SNCC at one time, Student Nonviolent. Think about it. There were so many organizations such as fraternities and sororities. I got stuck on that, SNCC, because it just took me back to a time when young folks were really active and involved. Believe it, there is something called a think tank. And very simply, groups of people that come together with an objective in mind. Now, think tanks typically are referred to when speaking of groups that are there with a self-interest, such as a very conservative mindset or a very liberal mindset. And that's why I don't like to choose terms liberal or conservative or left wing or right wing, because it's really all the same bird. And speaking of bird, I could almost flip the bird on that whole scenario in terms of our political arena. From my perspective, that's why I tell you I don't do politics. It's pretty bad. Left wing, right wing, same bird. They failed us. Our agencies, our so-called watchdogs, they failed us, folks. The FCC, those are the people that are supposed to be, Federal Communications Commission. those are the people that are supposed to be monitoring what we're able to have exposure to on television and radio. But yet our children can turn on the television in prime time. And I'm not trying to go socialist on you to say that, well, we're going to monitor everything that's said. But at the same time, we do have some kind of responsibility. Let's not just drop the oversight on our society, because if there were no police, I believe we'd have anarchy, period, in this society. So I do believe we do need reasonable law enforcement, reasonable for the third time, reasonable for the fourth time, law enforcement. And I repeated that quadruple times because it has been very somewhat less than that too often with our children and disproportionately minorities, specifically African Americans, dying in the streets at the hands of law enforcement unnecessarily. Even though we're seeing these things happen on mainstream media, and it's disgusting and egregious to see, don't think that it's not happening off camera. So when you take into consideration those things that are not hitting mainstream, it takes me back to one of my mentors who I studied under, Gil Scott Heron, who said the revolution will not be televised, be live. And that's what we're coping with now, folks. And that's why our next human and civil rights series will be headed by Dr. Eddie Taylor. And he's also going to bring forth his latest research from his latest book. And we're going to talk about the responsibility of some of these organizations out here who are just not doing the right thing, and yet, you know, perpetrating that they are doing the right thing. So, yeah, we're going to be bringing to the fore. We're going to be bringing to the fore the real deal. And calling out, as I said, some of these organizations. Whatever happened to that SNCC, and what is it, SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and the Urban League, and not to say that they aren't doing some good things, but whatever happened to mainstream? This is the era of technology. So if they're doing some things, why aren't we hearing and hearing about them? Why aren't they all over Facebook and Google and Twitter, and I can go on and on. So we got to do better holding them accountable, along with our fraternities and sororities, especially our African-American fraternities and sororities, what are sometimes referred to as the Divine Nine. And you know who I'm talking about, for those of you who have any idea of a fraternity or sorority, our AKAs and our Alphas and our Kappas and our Q-Dog, Omega Psi Phis. Don't misunderstand me. I know individuals and relatives in all of these organizations, and they're doing great things, folks, in the communities. Why don't we know more about them? So we need to embrace some of the work that they're doing, and we need to galvanize around some of these organizations that can make a difference. And so that's another area that we're going to talk about. And the last thing I'm going to go on and speak of in this area is our churches. I mean, there are other organizations and agencies that as well that I can speak of, but our churches. Our churches, you know, they were so involved in the 60s. And there's so many good churches that are doing good things, but collectively, with all that's being done, how many scenarios, and I'm sure it's in every town in America, and proud and honored to be able to say that I'm reaching out to my friends of Progressive News Weekly in California, in Texas, in, as I mentioned many times, Canada, in Florida, my home state, Ohio, New York, my current state, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Georgia, South Carolina, Missouri, Indiana. I'm so proud. These are the places that we have listeners coming out of. Las Vegas, Nevada, and surrounding communities. Now New Mexico. Shout out to Willie. In all of these areas, did I say Missouri in case I didn't? Mississippi, where I have ancestors. In all of these areas of Pennsylvania, they're not our sister state. And, of course, Connecticut, and I said Massachusetts. We have listeners in all those areas, and they're urban areas. Oh, my goodness, Maryland. Can't forget Maryland. That's our guest hometown. So in all of these areas, there are churches in urban areas that are in many cases right across the street from urban plight. So we've got to do a better job of utilizing our resources, and we're going to have some of that discussion in the future. So that's some of the things that are coming down the line. My advocate message for the day, my economic advocate message for the day, is misled by the labels. Don't be misled by the labels. I can't emphasize this enough, and I'm going to ride this pony until it's down on its knees. As I spoke on it a week ago or even 2 weeks ago. Look what you're pulling off the shelves. Read the labels. If it's got high fructose corn syrup, think twice. Do I have five things in my cart with high fructose corn syrup in it? Because in some cases, depending on what it is that your preference for food, you may find it very difficult to get around it. Is it non-GMO? Does it have something on the label that says non-GMO, which stands for genetically modified organisms within? If it has genetically modified organisms within, believe me, it will not say non-GMO. Many, many discussions, and we'll be having discussions in the next couple of weeks on the status of genetically modified food. There are some countries that are vehemently on the attack for GMO food not being in their countries. Of course, America's not one of those because it's a political issue, i.e. Monsanto. So read your labels of what you're ingesting, especially as we go into the spring season, the season of color. Color means antioxidants. Antioxidants is a good thing. It prevents free radicals. Errant cells. What's an errant cell? There are those that, when they speak of carcinogens, something related to cancer, they talk about errant cells. Well, if you can get rid of errant cells, which antioxidants do, what type of foods help you to destroy cells? Bright colored foods, red peppers, green peppers, blueberries, strawberries, bright colored foods. All right, now let's get into our program. Today, our special guest is going to be Dr. Craig Wright. I'm so always thrilled to have Dr. Wright on the program. For those of you who are not familiar with Dr. Wright, he is a numerologist, he's an author, he's a counselor. Just an honor to have Dr. Wright in. I've just been informed that Dr. Wright will be joining us within a matter of moments. But I just want to give a little background before Dr. Wright does join us. Dr. Wright's been at what he does for over four decades. I know. That's a long time, right? So you think he just might know what he's talking about. He's well respected nationally and internationally. He holds a PhD in metaphysics. He has counseled businesses, political leaders, and notables from around the world. And he's been a friend of Progressive News Weekly for at least half a decade, bringing truth to power and dispelling myths about just what numerology is. He's also a benevolent individual in that when he comes on our program, he always offers free, albeit brief, readings for anyone that inquires and would like to have some insight numbers may indicate for them or their loved ones. Dr. Wright, also being a benevolent individual, has an ongoing benevolent offering that he has so gracefully offered through Progressive News Weekly, and that is anyone who is 21 or younger to be able to receive a free, that is free as in free, reading. And you couldn't find a more gracious person. As I said, he is sought over nationwide. Acumen is unquestioned. And I have to say this before I bring him on the air. I say with a chagrin that he has been so on point with many of his indicators over the years that he's brought some to almost hysterical laughter and joy, and others almost to tears, just in compassion, because of him being able to bring some insight to those individuals. So we're honored, we're blessed, and we're excited to have Dr. Craig Wright again joining us. And so think about anyone that you have in mind, especially this is Mother's Month, right? Mother's Day month. Perhaps you'd like to have a reading on a mom, either, you know, posthumous or current, who you'd like to just get some insight on from a numerological perspective. Or a friend or a colleague, I'll open up the lines at some point, and Dr. Wright will, I'm sure, be willing to share some insight with you about your loved ones or friends. Okay, so with that, I bring to the airwaves again Dr. Craig Wright. Dr. Wright, are you there?
Good evening, Daryl. Yes, sir, I am.
Good evening. It has been a little while, and it's
always
a pleasure to have you on.
Yes, it is.
How have you been, Dr. Wright?
Well, I've been hanging in there. This is one of those turning point years, and I guess like everyone else, I'm dealing with some issues that I see coming up that I perceive to be a fork in the road. There's a fork in the road. And that's what the number 2 year does. So like everybody
is that
else,
what a number 2 year does?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I'm going to, I appreciate that. I'm going to just mention a conversation I had with a friend and a colleague. I guess it's been a few days. I think it was over the weekend we talked. It seems like 4 or 5 days. And he's listened in. He tunes in from time to time. I know his business keeps him away many Thursdays, but he does tune in, and he respects you, and as many do, I'm sure, love you for what you do. And he was saying, be sure to ask Dr. Wright. It's an 11-year, and there's so much going on. And he's spiritual as well. So tell us about this. This is an 11-year, yes?
Actually, Daryl, this is a number 20-year. Many people are adding 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8 and coming up with 11. Well, that was 2009. 2009 was an 11-year. 2 plus 0
oh.
plus 0 plus 9. This year is actually a number 20. 2 plus 0 plus 18. Okay, so
okay.
It's still a number 2. It's still a number 2. An 11-year 1 plus 1 would be 2, but and you know, you may have other numerologists who differ from that. I know some numerologists who will add 20 plus 18 and come up with 38. But from my perspective, from my studies, and as I am being guided to share with others, we add 2 plus 0 plus 18, and that adds up to the number 20. And that's the number that signifies turning points, decisions, awareness, adaptability, and reconstruction. This is the energy. Everyone is called the universal vibration. So everyone is being subjected to spiritual forces that can bring sudden events that require us to make decisions that can be turning points in our life. A change of location, a new job, new relationships, all of this will demand new thoughts, feelings, and actions. So this year we have to be able to see alternatives and weigh the pros and cons. In this way we can learn much about ourselves and how adaptable we are. So if we accurately weigh and measure our present situation or any situation that's presented to us during this year, we can formulate a profitable plan or a new plan of action that can be implemented in the near future. Next year is a time of action. Next year is a time of action, new beginnings, new horizons. So unless we act decisively to put our ideas to practical use this year, the influence of the number 20 will make us feel restless and uneasy. So, like I said, I'm looking ahead. I see that fork in the road coming, and gotta be prepared. You know, the car's moving. You can't just keep going straight. You're gonna crash. So you have to be prepared. Look ahead, weigh situations, come to reason conclusions, and that's the whole purpose of this number 20 year. Do not resist the need for change. Remain adaptable. Use your common sense and come to logical conclusions, then we will have fulfilled the requirements under the number 20. Our judgment is being weighed or tested this year. There's a fork in the road coming, and we're going to have to decide. The word judge, J-U-D-G, to judge, is a number 20. J is a 10th letter. That's a number 1. U is a 23rd. 2 plus 1 is, I'm sorry, U is a 21st. 2 plus 1 is 3. D is already a single digit. That's 4. G is a single digit. That's 7. And E is already a single digit. That's 5. So the word judge is 1 plus 3 plus 4 plus 7 plus 5. And that adds up to 20. And that's what time it is. Okay? It's you can no longer pretend you're being a peacemaker if people are treating you like a doormat. It's time for a decision. It's time for change. It's time for adaptability. And that's the influence we've all been under this year.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to just go on a little bit of a side here. Because before you came on, you know, I was discussing what's happening in our society just from a visual sensible, and not sensible in terms of reasonable, but sensible in terms of being sensitive to what's happening around us. And I spoke on, you know, future programs that we would be doing, and I spoke about, you know, making a difference, which is what we're about here. I don't come on as talking heads. I don't spend time here just because I like to just spend time and breathe on the air. You know, I spend time here, as you and I have talked about many, many times, to make a difference, to give people an opportunity to enlighten themselves, so that they can then have the knowledge and information to do something with, not just to have it resident on a table, you know, to gather dust, but to be able to be utilized. And I spoke of looking at what's happening in our society, and I said, you know, be careful with what you're being influenced by in terms of the things that are around us that you typically would believe you should trust, such as our watchdogs. I'll be very frank. You know, we're frank here in terms of our so-called agencies that are looking out for us, our FCC that's supposed to be protecting our children from illicit media and the things they're allowing to be seen, our FDA, which is supposed to be protecting us from the foods, and the CDC, which is supposed to be protecting us from harmful diseases. All of those are now in question. And so it's a time when you just said, it just spurred me to mention this again while you're on air with us. You know, if there's something perhaps that we've been thinking about, it stirred up in my mind just now that we know, and we do know often, I think. I think sometimes we know, Dr. Wright, and we don't want to know, if you know what I'm saying. We don't want to acknowledge, you know, maybe it's time for me to step out and say something, or, you know, no one else is saying anything. But I do know that this thing here that's going on is wrong, or something that I'm doing now maybe isn't the thing that I really feel I should be doing, or maybe it's something that I'm not doing that I should be doing. And so I'm hearing you say that this is one of those years, perhaps. You said a turning point year. I'm not pointing any fingers over here in New Jersey. I'm talking and looking at my thumb. And as Dad used to say, sometimes you got to take that bullet and bite it. And I never really for many years understood that as a kid. But as I grew older, I understand oh so well, you know. And I think that's kind of what I'm hearing you say. And collectively, we need to really be thinking about that. I was talking about Dr. Eddie Taylor, who's been on the program, as you know, Dr. Wright, who I think his latest book, or actually has another one that just came out, The Day the Crabs Got Out, The Revival of Black America, and talking about how we're our own worst enemy, and we don't want to criticize one another, or we have a situation in our neighborhood that we know is wrong, and we don't want to speak on that. You know, there's a lot of, or in our own homes and families, and even looking in the mirror at ourselves, figuratively and literally. And sometimes there's a time for a judgment call. And that's just what I'm hearing you say. If I'm picking up what I think I'm picking up, please correct me if I'm missing.
What time it is. Yes, sir. That's exactly what time it is. This is a time that precedes change. The old order is about to change, and everybody can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I sensed that in the conversation. I also mentioned, about 10 minutes ago, I said, you know, it takes me back. I have so many mentors, and I'm going to put you in that category as well as a more recent mentor over the last 7 years or so. And, but I go back, of course, folks know my relationship with Dick Gregory, who is, you know, someone I cared about. And because someone's a mentor doesn't mean you agree with them 100%, because there were differences that he and I had, but I really loved him, and he cared for me, apparently, as he took my calls in the mornings before I went to work at least, you know, once or twice a month. And then another was Gil Scott-Heron, who I, you know, got to meet when I was in college, and I was doing my thing there as the Black Student President, Black Student Council President, you know, and so this all didn't start here. This goes back many years, folks. I've been in this you know, in this mode many, many years. And so we brought him on campus, and he and I got to know each other. And he said, you know, it's real. The revolution won't be televised, Darryl. It will be live. That when it's really time for the rubber to hit the road. And I think we're there. I mean, I'm speaking now from a position of African Americans. I think the change that you're talking about is not just for African Americans. I think this is for everyone. But I can speak about the perspective of African Americans as one. And I see so many things that have occurred. Our music is just, certain genres have just been snatched out of the fore. So we have to be very, I believe, very, very careful now about our discernment, our decisiveness, our discretion, and what we're doing in the light of those things. So, Dr. Wright, I'm not patronizing. I don't play those games. I do care about you, but I will not play a game of just agreeing with you because it sounds good. I just happen to believe that you're right there in line with what I've been thinking. I'm happy to say because you've been so on point over the years. If you're out there listening, by the way, folks, let me just give you the dial-in number. It's 347-838-9142. I love to hear your comments. Press 1 on your phone if you dialed in. If you're on your computer, you'll just dial that number, 347-838-9142. Join in this dialogue. Is it not time? What's your perspective? We don't want to talk in a vacuum because this situation that we're all dealing with right now, and individually we're in a situation, but collectively on many fronts, as a society in whole, black, white, Asian, Jew, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, all of us are in this thing together. I'll tell you, if that ship ever, you know, came hovering over planet Earth, watch us all try to get together at once. Maybe that's what we need, to come together, like you see in the science fiction movies. But, you know, until that day, we're just going to be struggling, it seems, and strifing. So I'm saying that what you're talking about, I believe, affects all of us. But then we can peel that back into our own situations, to our individual selves, to our families, to our neighborhoods, to our cultures, to our race. And so that's kind of the area where I'm kind of leaning at now. And so I'd like to hear from some of the listeners. Press 1 on your dial. That's 347-838-9142. Let us hear what your thought is about what we're talking about. This isn't some nebulous idea, woo, woo, woo. This is real, feet on the ground discourse that we're having here. Dr. Wright, thank you for stirring this up. We so appreciate it. Again, the number is 347-838-9142. See, the lines are blown up there. Again, all you have to do is press 1 on your dial if you'd like to comment. I wanted to move forward. I'm going to open the lines up first because I've got so much, Dr. Wright, when you're here. I'm going to open the line up. I have a 702 number that I want to open the airways up to. You're on the air live at Progressive News Weekly, 702. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Very well. You have a question or a comment for myself or Dr. Wright, or just something you'd like to share with the listeners, because the lines are blowing up here. We got a lot of folks listening.
Just a comment. I just want to mention that I understand exactly what you were talking about, you and Dr. Wright. And I know that we've been feeling this awakening, this sense of awakening for a long time. And I think internally we get little moments of awakening and we just mundanely go back to sleep with our everyday lives, just having to participate. And a true sign of this judgment or this awakening or something really changing to me is when those who follow orders leave their post. Those who are taking the orders, who are machines in our system, recognize their position and abandon their post. I think that's the most influential thing and a huge sign of an awakening to come.
Give me an example when you say abandon their post. Just one example. I believe I know what you're talking about, and I think the others do, but give us an example.
Maybe an officer or a soldier in the line of duty.
Okay.
Recognizing for himself the difference between right and wrong and not blindly following orders, standing up for what is right.
Wow. So I guess I could carry that over
in
politically
mass.
As well.
Absolutely. In every aspect. We all follow orders in one aspect or another. I do at my job. every day. And I know I'm doing things that are morally wrong when I have to charge a poor woman for her luggage so you go see her family across the world. So when we can break from that system internally as an individual and practice that and live that, I think that's a real awakening.
Wow. Wow. That's profound.
That's
wow,
beautiful.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling out.
Thank you. Thank you for giving the conversation. Thank you both very much.
Well, I just ask that you can, you know, please continue to be a part of this progressive movement. This isn't progressive as in left wing or right wing. Like I say, it's same bird. This is progressive as of literally moving forward with a conscious open eye and mind and knowing. And so we appreciate you from Nevada. Thank you for calling in and share Progressive News Weekly, because there's strength in numbers. You know, this country was founded on a grassroots movement, literally, by a few individuals who had their biases. And here we are today under the same banner, and every major change in this country has taken place. We remember from, you know, an African-American perspective, the 60s, but that was a grassroots movement. And so right now, we're in a regressive mode. We have got to galvanize, and what you're saying is on point. You've got to live in more conscious state in terms of what's right and what's wrong. That's my feedback on that. Thank you again for calling in. Dr. Wright, do you have a comment for our caller out of Nevada?
Yes, I do. His comments were very profound. You see, in numerology, zero, this is a number 20 year, zero is a symbol for God. So what we find this year is people are turning within. They're making decisions based on that internal values, and because the outside world, as a caller so eloquently put it, has sort of been discredited, and in sort of a twisted way, we have Donald Trump to thank for that. We can't trust the outside sources. We can't lean on our leaders or those who are supposedly giving us direction. We have to make a moral choice, a moral decision. And this means turning within, and that's the zero. The zero implies spirituality. So his comments were very, very profound. Very profound.
Wow. Well, that's what this is. That's what this is all about. That literally is what this is all about. Listen, I also want to state to our listeners, thank you again out of Nevada. I believe that's Las Vegas, and I believe I even know that's one of our regular callers. We thank you for participating and supporting Progressive News Weekly. I also want to mention, for those of you who are interested in knowing, that we are going to open the lines up for Dr. Wright to, if you're interested, to give you a reading on any one of yourself or your loved ones based on your birthday. And since Nevada has got the airways right now, is there anyone, a parent, this is Mother's Day month, or a birthday that you'd like to share and get some insight on out there from Dr. Wright while you have him? This is a rare opportunity, trust me.
You know what? Since I have this opportunity, thank you. I'll do it for a sister of mine. Her birthday is past. It's April 26th. But we don't communicate very much, and she's stuck in her own bubble now, you know, and I love her to death, and I talked to her recently. Her birthday is April 26th, 1978.
Do you want to give her first name, or that helps, I know, from Dr.
Her name is Christine. Her name is Christine.
Okay, I'm feeling... whenever I have these opportunities, I always ask God to utilize me to share the most urgent thing that I can with you. And what I'm feeling is she has issues with forgiveness. She's having forgiveness issues. But the good news is, if we add her month and day, which is 30, this is a number 20 year. 4 plus 26 is 30. This is a 20 year, and that's the number 50. So this is a time with the zero. The zero is in her birth year. This year, when we added up her personal year, rather, this is the time that she can be approached. This is a great time where she can be approached, where she will be open, because the 50 stands for happy family changes. So if you have desire to have a relationship with her, or if you desire in some way to reconnect, this is the number 2 year. The 2 stands for partnerships, relationships. So all relationships are under the microscope this year, and they're coming to a turning point. So this is the time for you to change what has been going on in the past and move forward with something more positive in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, doctor.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that's profound. Very good.
She's a leader. She's very strong, very independent. She's strong, independent, headstrong, and normally she thinks it's best just to follow her own path, but this year she'll be open.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed to hear that because an opportunity for openness with her would go a long way. Thanks, doctor. That's really great.
All right. Thank you again for calling in. We have another caller out of my home state. 216-224, you're on the air.
Oh, that's me. Hi.
Oh, yes, I recognize the voice. How are you? What do you have for us today?
This
you're out of
cosmic,
Ohio.
This is Cosmic Beauty. God bless you guys. I'd like to know about someone born on August 30th, 1955. Do you hear me?
Okay. August 30th, 1955. 8 and 30 is 38. The year is
1955. Yeah.
Person is a number four, a number four. The number four is a symbol for work and order system. This person will be very orderly, almost to a fault. If you put something in the wrong place, they'll have a heart attack. When friends come over after they leave, they'll go behind them and put everything back in their place. Number fours are very obsessed about order, neatness, and things like that. But thank God for the number four. This is how things come into physical manifestation. It was on the fourth day God created the earth. So everything comes into physical manifestation through number four energy, through orderliness, planning, and hard work. This person is very energetic, very creative, who always appear younger than they are. And they're in a situation now where they are seeking solitude. They are turning within and reflecting. That's the season that they're in, the season of turning within and reflecting. So you want to give 830 some space this year. They're trying to come to some mind-blowing decisions, some earth-shattering decisions that's going to be a turning point. So give them some space, but expect them to come out of it in June.
Thank you so very much. Thank you very much.
You're very well. You're very well. They will be clear. They will be clear on their intention, and they'll come out of the fog in June. Give them some faith.
Okay.
Right.
Will do. Will do.
All right. Dr. Wright, I've got a text here. Marsha Thomas, 9847.
Okay, the number 8 means as it is above, so it is below. So 8s have the ability to channel power from the spiritual realm to the earthly plane. This is a very powerful energy, a powerful vibration. The number 8, the number 17, the number 26, 35, 3 plus 5 is 8, the number 44, 4 plus 4 is 8. Very powerful number. 8s demand control. They like to be in control of things, and they can feel uncomfortable when they are not. Now we add the month and day, 9 and 8 is 17, the year. 1 and 9 is 10, adds up to 57. 17 and 57 is 74, and 7 plus 4 is 11. The number 11 is called a master number, Daryl. It's called the master teacher vibration. 11s are here to be an example for the rest of us. And that's why Jesus said, the name Jesus is a number 11. These and greater things will you do. Now, the powers that be have tried to take his life experience and convince us he was the great exception. But if you study his words, he'll tell you he was only the great example, and that these and greater things we all are destined to do. So the person who texts into you, 9847, you are here to be a light in a world of darkness. You are a master teacher. Many teachers, many 11s, Daryl, operate in the classroom setting. But whether in the classroom or not, the 11 is the lesson. As a number 11, you are the lesson. The way you walk, the way you talk, the things that you do make you the master teacher. The 74 is also a great entrepreneurial vibration as well. So the caller will have business opportunities, and abundance shows up if they express leadership, if they utilize their ability to communicate, and above all else, if they are being of service to others. The number 11 always comes here to be of service, to illuminate the path for others to follow. So, Marcia, you cannot avoid being of service, but that's not a problem for you. That's what you came here to do, to stand up and fight for the little guy.
Wow. I have another text here to know what month of May looks like for Sharon Jordan. Sharon spelled Sharyn Jordan, Jordon. And the birth date is 10/11/44.
Okay, 10/11/44 wants to know about May. But Spirit is telling me to tell Marcia, wait till September. Wait till September, Marcia. Okay, let's move on and now look at Sharon. You find your season with numerology. It's a very, very useful science. Very useful. You can find your season. For all things, there's a season by adding your month and day. In this case, 10/11, which adds up to 21 for Sharon, October the 11th, 10 and 11 is 21, and we're going to add that to the current year, which is the number 20. 21 plus 20 is 41. So that's the year Sharon is having. See what we've done? We've added her month and day to the universal vibration. That's what personalizes it. That's what gives it her flavor. The universal year is a 20. But we add her birthday, 21 and 20 is 41. So she wants to know, what's happening in May? How do we find that? Well, it's a 41 year, so we add 5. May is the fifth month. 41 plus 5 is 46. 4 plus 6 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So May will be a number 1 month, a time for leadership, new beginnings, fresh starts. In fact, under the number 46, Sharon can expect her environment to change. The 46 is a symbol for good karma, new opportunities, and success. Expect to be the center of attention in May. It's your time to shine. You can receive gifts or inheritances. A childhood acquaintance may appear with a gift, or a kind act from the past may bear fruit. The 46 is a reaping vibration, so if you planted good seeds, you can expect abundance. Your environment will change in May. You'll either find yourself in new places with new people, both of which will promise good returns, or if your old environment, if you don't move, the people around you will be moved. So if you don't pull that splinter out of your finger, someone's going to remove it for you in May, and it's going to be all good. An enthusiastic attitude and flair for the dramatic can convince other people to follow your lead. So expect good things in May, great abundance, new leadership, if you're prepared to do something new.
Wow. That's fantabulous. Simply fantabulous.
Yeah, that 46
okay.
is probably.
wonderful. Okay, I'm going to throw one out there. 102163, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, and the last name is Clark, obviously a relative.
Okay. I've done work for this energy before. I remember the three showing up in the name and the birth date, the number three, which is a symbol for expression in youth. So this is a very expressive soul, an old soul, one who has been here many, many times before. The month and the year are both number ones. October, 1 + 0 was 1. The year, 1963, adds up to 19. 1 and 9 is 10. 1 + 0 is 1. When either the month, day, or year match, as in this case we have two ones, it's indicative of an old soul, someone who has been here many, many, many times before and has come back in order to make things better for the rest of us. Old souls have an option. They can move on. They can continue in the evolutionary development. But in this case, we have someone who's chosen to come back. So this is the individual who will be very expressive, someone who is able to handle large, huge, massive organizations, large-scale enterprises. This person is a natural attorney and loves a good argument and is here to rock the boat and bring about change. In day, we get 31. 10 plus 21 is 31. This is a number 20 year. 31 and 21 is 51, and 5 plus 1 is 6. 6 is the number of domesticity, home, family, and community. The number 51, I call it the Geronimo vibration. So Sharon has entered a year of being a warrior. Legal dealings, justice, perception, and authority are all elements of the number 51. So there's always a possibility under the 51 there could be a disagreement or hostilities that can result in lawsuits or legal dealings of some kind. Okay? 51s are usually recommended not to run for public office because exposure to the public can bring death threats. April Ryan of CNN is a good example of that. April Ryan is fearless. She'll say anything. She's a number 51. Okay, as long as 51s are standing up for truth, justice, and the right, they cannot be defeated, Daryl. So under
now,
the 51.
What was your example? who was the
April
example? I didn't catch it.
April Ryan on CNN. Well, she works with CNN, but I think she's with NPR, National Public Radio, if I'm not mistaken. But I always see her as a contributor on CNN. And many of the contributors, you know, they have jobs other places, their expertise is in different fields, and CNN hasn't come on. So I'm not sure exactly where she's working or who she's working for, but April Ryan, a contributor with CNN, African-American. And she's always right there at those White House press conferences. Warrior. She's a warrior. That's the number 51. And this is a time for Sharon to be the warrior, to stand up for right, to fight for truth and justice, to maintain a cool, impartial attitude, to weigh things fairly. But this is a year where she's a warrior fighting for what's right, and she'll be overcoming all rivals.
Wow. Overcoming rivals, huh?
Yes, sir. That's the 51. Ultimately, Geronimo, they couldn't keep him on the reservation. They tried their best to kill the guy, but ultimately they just had to put him in parades and sell tickets and call him a great American hero. Couldn't do nothing, could not do anything with the number 51. He was standing up for truth, fighting for justice, fighting for his people, fighting for his way of life. And the number 51, if they're fighting for justice, cannot be defeated. Sharon has a cause that she believes in. This is a time to take up her banner because the energy is with her for victory.
Oh. Okay. All right. I have another. The call-in number, listeners, is 347-838-9142. I have another, which is 51648.
51648.
That's
Iris.
Iris.
This is 51648. This is an individual who will has a potential to bring about tremendous change. Has a potential to have a global impact. Should they decide to utilize their gifts and talents to utilize their free will and take pen to paper, something they write could become, could make it to the big screen. It could be picked up by Oprah or Tyler Perry or DreamWorks or some other production studio. This person has a story to tell. They've been through a lot. They're very analytical. They're a thinker, good mind, good speaker, and if they should decide to use the ability to write, something they write could make it to the big screen. This individual could have a tremendous impact spiritually on the planet, Daryl.
Wow.
Let's see what year they're in. 5 plus 16 is 21. This is the number 20 year. 21 and 20 is 41. we're just... We had another caller under the same energy ask, what about May? So this is also a number 46 month. So this is a year. This is a year. This is the turning point year. This is a time for searching your soul, using your faith, exercising your gifts. And I just saw Coach Carter. Coach Carter was back on the air. I love that speech in Coach Carter that says, our greatest fear is that we are greater beyond our wildest imagination. So when I share with folks, I'm telling them their fullest potential. I don't even know if 516 has a computer or a keyboard or is even considered writing anything at all. But if they do, the impact would be tremendous.
Wow.
So we have to stop playing small. We have to stop playing small. It's time to step it up.
And that ties back to what you were saying about the 20 year. Am I on target there? Because you said it's time to make some decisions.
Yes.
So
yes, it is.
Even more so for this individual?
Well, it's time for all of us, but for this individual, those decisions could possibly be in the areas of which I discussed. Each of us will have different areas in which it's time for us to make a decision on that can become a turning point. But no more greater for one than any of us. We're all equal in that aspect. God looks at all of us as the same. It's man that judges and differentiates and separates and categorizes and classifies. That's what we do. But no one is more important than anybody else on the face of the earth. I don't care if you're sitting under the viaduct, sleeping in a tent, or if you're in the halls at 1600. Nobody is more important in the eyes of God. Nobody's more important. We're all the same.
That's a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing. Wow. Dr. Wright, it is just always a thrill and a pleasure to have you on. Folks were sending me texts. I guess they felt that some folks are shy, saying, oh, ask Dr. Wright this, and, you know, the ones that I've just asked you. I want to thank our listeners. We had callers coming from all over. And so I just want to thank you all for tuning in. We had our West Coast colleague calling in to bring in the mix from Nevada, and we appreciate him. We had Texas in the mix as well. And so we just thank you all for listening. And a special thank you, Dr. Wright. I heard you at the top of the program saying, you know, things are happening. I picked up that vibe. You know, my prayer is with you that all is well and continues to go well. And for you and yours, as you go through the transition that we are all going through, as you said, we're all in this together, right?
Yes, we are.
As I believe it was another one of my folks that I had an opportunity to interface with, Rory Ayer, said we're all in this love together. And it's, I believe it's going to be up to us to make a difference if it's going to happen. Together.
Did you say Roy Ayers?
Yeah.
Roy Ayers is the reason, or I should say, he was a major factor in me becoming a numerologist. He put a song out years ago called In Search of the Third Eye. It was on his album with Everybody Loves the Sunshine. He's throwing a lemon up in the sky.
I have that.
There's a song called In Search of the Third Eye. When I heard that song, that began my quest. And I read the album cover. I discovered that he had read a book. I found the book, and that was the first book that I ever read on numerology. So Roy Ayers played a major role in my spiritual development. I was surprised to hear you mention his name. I apologize if I interrupted what you were saying, but wow, man, that blew me away.
Wow. You know, I was also saying at the top of the program, folks, there's no coincidences that we're all here together. Yeah, exactly. You know, those who were on the program together this week, are a different group than those who were on. There was some overlap, I'm sure, from week to week, but the exact group of individuals who listened this week is different from the exact group of individuals who were on last week. And it's all about energy, of which one of the greatest is, of course, the energy of love. And so we have a special group here tonight, as every week that we have that special group. So I just encourage, as we talked last week, we had, and you've been on program with Dr. Glenn Mendoza many times, Dr. Wright, and he was on last week, and he spoke of, you know, making a difference on the planet, and he talks about meditation, of course, and he said that collectively, everything is energy, and energy is everything, and we can make such a profound difference if we just came together and did things collectively. Of course, we have a responsibility and a right to do what we can individually. And I've heard you speak of that when you first came on. You said, look, folks, this is a time to look inside yourself. You're going to have to make some decisions, folks. I'm not here trying to bring no bad news, no good news, but just news. As you always do, right from the hip. And I said, oh, here comes Dr. Wright's going to be on a roll today. I mean, you always bring good information, but some programs, the energy is just a little bit deeper and higher. And this was one of your more profound programs, Dr. Wright. I'm not trying to patronize you. It's just, you know, I feel the energy because I do study energy, as I know you do as a metaphysicist. So I certainly
well,
like
we make
doctor,
a good team. We make a
yeah,
good team.
Yeah.
You provide. Yeah. You're providing the forum. You know, that's
yeah.
There's no sharing without Daryl in the picture.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm sure I speak for myself as well as all the listeners. You know, let's give you a shout out for being there, for having the courage, for being the healer in our community, for standing up for your values, what you believe in. And we thought you were gone there, but something inside of you would not let you stop. And I'm glad the fire is still burning. And thanks again for the opportunity. If anyone is interested, I not only give fish, but I teach how to fish. I have a book in print. It's called It All Adds Up. And through that book, you can become your own numerologist. As our host mentioned, as Daryl mentioned, I'm also offering complimentary readings for those who are 21 and under. And all this can be accomplished by visiting my website at craigewright.com.
All right. So catch that again, folks. That's craigewright.com. That's C-R-A-I-G-E, as in Edward, right, W-R-I-G-H-T, craigewright.com. And as he said, he has a book that, and I've previewed it. It's a good read, and it's not a long read. It's a short read, actually, that will give you some foundations for numerology. And on that website, you'll have a means of reaching out to Dr. Wright. And as I mentioned at the top of the program, folks, utilize if you. And the lines are blown up. The lines are just blasted here. So if you're tuning in and you haven't hung up, which you haven't, and I don't know who you are specifically, but I can see, some of the numbers, the first six. Here's a nationally respected, notable numerologist, author, counselor, humanitarian, respected nationally, who has offered to do a free reading for anyone up to 21 years old. I've taken advantage of it with my own, my little one, who's my heart and my love, my little baby girl. And it was a wonderful thing. And it truly will give some insight to an individual. Take advantage of that. Go to the website and get that free reading. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Dr. Wright, we love you. We care about you. I wish nothing but peace and blessings and joy and prosperity to you and yours. I'm going to close out with another tune by Roy Ayers. I was tempted to do Everybody Loves the Sunshine because we have finally got some sunshine over here. Spring and summer has hit. But I'm going to do this one. Remember this one, an old love will bring us back together. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to come back together as a people across many, many genres, many areas. But I'm going to close out with love will bring us back together. Peace and blessings. Tell someone you love them that you love them. And we'll see you next week, folks. Same time, same place. Thanks, Dr. Wright. And thanks to all the callers and listeners. Yeah.